Tonight, and Gladstone head coach Craig Ness joins us in the postgame show now as the Braves fall to 1-4 in the season. And this one's a tough pill to swallow, Coach. The guys had some momentum from last week and just didn't perform the way you expected it tonight, eh?
No, not at all. I mean, we had some momentum there in that first series. We were trying to feel it out to see what they were going to do, you know, and we made a good fourth down play, and then we came back, and we just didn't execute.
And we did have the momentum, too, after the long pass to Casey Alwarden. He was wide open. He took it to the house. Luke kicks the extra point. You're ahead at that point, and unfortunately we get a bad penalty, right, that gave them a freebie, and they score a touchdown. But it seems like every time you guys made something good happen, something bad, you know, deleted it.
Yeah, and that's been the story of the season, you know. But we'll come back. I mean, that was a nice ball by Austin, and that's something to build on. I thought he did well. A couple of them plays there, the interceptions were routes that were not. We don't even have those routes in our playbook. We'll clean that up, and we'll get the guys running the right routes, and we'll get going.
Craig, is it getting down to the nitty gritty where you look at the film and you show? I won't mention any names, but this kid here, you're supposed to be here running to receive a pass, and you're over here. And when Austin throws the ball, the only guy there is their guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good learning experience, you know. And unfortunately, this is what, game five, and we're still got some growing pains. But, you know, it'll show on film. And Monday, that's what we're going to attack. We'll attack the film and watch what we did good, because there was some good things out here, and watch what we didn't do so good. And tackling was one of them. So we're going to come back and work on some tackling and get after it on Monday.
Arm tackle after arm tackle. That just didn't – their kids ran hard, though.
Oh, yeah. There, no doubt. I mean, they took it to us. They wanted the game more, and it got out coached. We got out played. We got out physical. We got out whatever you want to say. And like I said, Monday, challenged the kids to come in, and – we got Menominee coming in, homecoming, and right here, no traveling, no excuses.
All right, Craig, give your shout-outs.
My wife's here, my family, and, you know, the Gladstone fans that showed up, they were very loud. It was appreciated, and we just got to give a little better effort.
All right, we'll see if we can do that next week against Chad Brandt. We all know him real well, don't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, I only played against him, or coached against him a few times because he was at Stevenson for so long. But Count Escanaba in here, we've ran into each other a few times.
All right, we'll run into him next Friday night on homecoming. I hope to have a big crowd out here. Craig, thanks for doing this.
All right, thank you.
All right, Craig Ness, everybody, the head coach of the Gladstone Braves after a 42-15 victory for the